Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, Michelle, do you know the difference between a pescatarian and a vegetarian?
No, but I think we're going to find out from our guest.
You got to get off that cookie dough, girlfriend. You know what I'm saying here? And just dive into some veggies. You know what a veggie looks like? I'm just
Holly doesn't know all this yet.
Okay. I'll keep it nice and quiet. Holly Thompson is going to help us understand the difference between a pescatarian diet and a vegetarian diet. She's a board-certified health coach, a natural health practitioner, a raw foods chef. Oh, my gosh. She was a former vice president at Chanel. We need to
love it. That's another show.
Are there any freebies? I'm just saying. Okay.
I'm telling you to come over. We'll go in my closet.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, listen, I'm booking it now. I'm booking it because I found out you're a neighbor of mine. And, oh, my gosh. So the website is Holly, H-O-L-L-I, Thompson.com. The book is Discover Your Nutritional Style, Your Seasonal Plan to a Healthy, Happy, and Delicious Life. You know, it's interesting. The pescatarian diet is a person's diet that includes fish and not other meat. And then you've got the vegetarian diet without meat, poultry, or fish. So really, why does someone choose one or the other, Holly?
Well, you know, there are, I mean, all kinds of reasons. And my philosophy is that this is a very individual, it's an individual topic, and it really depends on your own body chemistry and your lifestyle and your ancestry, and, you know, basically your own personal chemistry and how it all works for you. So a lot of people choose vegetarianism for the reason that they don't want to eat animal protein. You know, a lot of it is do no harm. So similar to a vegan lifestyle, they really choose to focus on plant-based foods for their protein, and that's generally a driving force. Or a lot of people choose a vegetarian diet because they think it's going to be healthier for them. It might be recommended to them by their doctor for heart reasons, because eating a lot of animal protein, especially heavier meats, can clog your digestion and also add in some unhealthy fats. Being a pescatarian is a lot of vegetarians' way of enjoying a lighter animal protein. So again, it's very individual in terms, you know, from the ethical point of view and the emotional point of view of why you would eat a fish over an animal. But people do believe that they are getting more of a concentrated protein from fish. Some people do have problem assimilating and digesting beans and grains. It can be a heavy diet if you follow sort of that classic vegetarian diet. And bringing fish into your diet and going more the pescatarian route is a lighter approach and as I said, often easier on the digestion.
So, Holly, is one healthier than the other, would you say, or are they both about the same?
You know what, Michelle? You know how I feel. I mean, I really feel this is individual. For some people, a vegetarian diet, a classic vegetarian diet that involves legumes and grains and nuts and seeds, can be a very healthy diet. For other people, it can be too dense. It might be too difficult on the digestion, and so a classic vegetarian diet that involves those different things is not the healthiest choice for them. It's very individual. When it comes to adding fish in, some people do really well with fish. Other people don't care for it. And if you don't care for fish, I'm all about food is joy, right? I mean, we need to love our food, and we want to enjoy our meals. So if it's something that you don't care to eat and you don't like what you're eating, my philosophy is don't eat it. You know, the other factor that comes into play when we talk about eating a fair amount of any kind of seafood is that our oceans are not exactly clean. And, you know, there is a worry about heavy metal contamination. So if you are beginning to add healthy fish, you know, fish to your diet, we want to make sure that it's low mercury fish, that, you know, adding things like salmon and herring and haddock are going to be healthier choices than some of the heavier fish like tuna and swordfish and, you know, the big the big fish that are eating and accumulating more mercury. So that is
there's
definitely
no question the mercury
consider.
Is. Well, I mean, when you said the heavier fish, I had a smile, and when I'm thinking of all the heavy metal they're walking around with.
Right, that's why they're heavier
you know,
fish.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and then, therefore a heavier fish. You know, as a physician, a lot of people come to me and they say, well, gosh, I've heard that vegetarians, pescatarians, and certainly the vegan, you know, have lower vitamin B12 levels, oft-time vitamin D, calcium, zinc, riboflavin. You know, how do you address those issues?
You know, I think almost everyone has low B12 and vitamin D these days. I mean, I'm sure you're finding that in your
yes.
in your practice. And it doesn't. We're finding that it no longer correlates to whether or not you eat meat because, as you may know, where the animals are eating the B12. B12 is actually a bacteria that's coming from healthy soil. Well, if you are eating an unhealthy animal protein, if you're eating factory farmed meat, you're not getting any B12 from that meat anyway. So a lot of meat eaters are testing low for B12, and people in general are testing very low for vitamin D. Most of us that are living north of Atlanta in our country are almost guaranteed to be low in vitamin D, and it's tough to get vitamin D from food sources. You know, with regards to the other minerals you mentioned, eating a lot of greens, eating a great variety of phytonutrients that are going to come from your vegetables will provide you with that broad spectrum of minerals that your body needs. So no matter what kind of diet you're on, if you are adding in healthy amounts of vegetables and getting adding in your green juices and your smoothies and your big salads and really focusing on variety, I find that is, for me, the healthiest and best way to ensure that you have a good, you know, all of your minerals are at the levels that they should be.
So, Holly, for someone like me who maybe want to kick the cookie dough habit, which you don't know.
Oh, yeah,
habit.
Right, Michelle. Like, you're going to kick cookie dough. Holly, you don't understand. This is a serious problem.
I'm intervening here.
I know you're going to intervene. And the meat.
I'll be right there.
I need help.
We've assembled her entire family.
Yeah, we're having an intervention with me. But is there really a healthy approach to change your diet to either vegetarian or pescatarian?
Mm-hmm. You know, I would say go slowly. And I know your diet is not as unhealthy as you're making it out to be, but if you are eating a lot of animal protein, if your diet is heavy in processed food and processed sugars, it's going to be a difficult change to jump right into a vegetarian or, you know, a high fiber, high phytonutrient diet. Always recommend going slowly, making changes gradually, no matter what new type of nutritional style you are trying to approach and test out for your own body, best to go slowly.
I love it. And you know what we're really talking about here, Michelle? It's like I've said all along, small steps, right?
Right.
So
let's
baby steps.
Just little,
baby,
you know,
baby.
And maybe just start cutting back on a little bit more of the red meat if you're going pescatarian, and then just start weaning yourself off, you know, other sources of protein that are animal, if that really bugs you. You know, one of the things that's important is we've really addressed now the fact that people have options out there. Holly Thompson has been fabulous as our health coach and natural health practitioner. The book is Discover Your Nutritional Style, Your Seasonal Plan to a Healthy, Happy, and Delicious Life. Her website is Holly Thompson, that's H-O-L-L-I, Thompson.com. We want to thank you for being on her radio. I know our listeners love this. Thank you. Thank you, Holly. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
Check out Holly's nutritional quiz on her site, too. You're listening to Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.